Hello.
Hello, is this Linda?
Yeah.
Ma'am, my name is Brian. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
I understand. Let me ask you the following. Just a moment. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote by any chance?
Yeah.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Is it necessary?
It's just part of the investigation we're doing, Amanda. Otherwise, I won't ask.
So back up and tell me what it is that you're doing. Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community.
Yeah. I'm African-American.
African-American, thank you so much. Okay, and if I can ask you, right, what is your age, if you can tell me about?
58.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you?
As long as I'm alive, I'm going to vote every chance I get.
All right. Can we record that as definitely vote? I just want to make sure so we can move forward. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, right, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It depends on, I can't even answer that. I'm dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, I understand. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I understand. I will record that answer in that way. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you must want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. I have a short list. Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, standing up the rise in racism and discrimination, fighting inflation, providing affordable child care, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving the economy, improving the K through the 12 public school education, reducing the gun violence, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing crime. You can choose up to two.
I don't care about the alphabet people at all, so that's a scratch off the list. Women's rights to choose and medical.
Okay, so that will be lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs and protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Okay.
Correct.
I will record your answer as that way. And I appreciate it. This is a really short participation. We have 25% of this. We're almost done, man. Thank you so much for your time. And in your opinion, are economic condition in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse, in your opinion?
I'm going to say staying the same.
Staying the same, okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
The same.
We can say that, like, falling behind or keeping up, getting ahead?
It's not getting ahead. We're still where we've been.
Can we record this as keeping up by any chance or falling behind? I just want to make sure.
Falling behind.
Okay, thank you so much. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up two. I have a quick list. The breakdown of the traditional family structure, racism and discrimination, not enough good roles, models, poor work ethic, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Discrimination and poverty.
Okay.
You don't even have to finish the list.
I understand, ma'am. All right. I understand. Thank you so much. I'm recording in that way. And now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me what you think is the biggest reason. You know, not enough police officers on the street, too many people suffering from mental illness or on our street, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and moves that promoted bad values, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, too many guns floating on the streets, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the street too quickly, prosecutors and elected officials who are not enough on crime, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunity for people without a degree or job training,
they're hindering those for petty crime, but they're letting out the ones with the hardcore crimes. If you can find that in the category, that's one.
Okay. I think I have one like that. Okay. Any other one that so far that I mentioned?
Keep
it in the list.
If you can repeat the list again, I'll give you one more.
Of course, no worries. Let me continue what I stopped and then I read it again. No worries. I left on prosecutors and elected officials who are not enough on crime, a lack of good paying job and opportunity for people without a degree or job training, too many young. That one? A lack of good.
Yep.
Okay. Now understood? Those two. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We are at 45% of this. We're almost done. And let me ask you, how much have you heard or seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Say that one more time.
Of course. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I'm hearing that a lot. I don't know what... Yes,
okay. A lot. I understand. Now we're occurring in that way. Thank you. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? If you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban the books from public schools?
I'm against it.
You're against it. Would you say that you strongly oppose? Or somewhat
oppose?
Strongly, okay.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. All right, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. This is a quick list. You can use it on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of or a person or organization, please say so. The Black Lives Matter or BLM?
You're saying
how you feel? How would you rate it from 0 to 100?
I'll rate Black Lives Matter 100.
100, thank you. All right, what about the Critical Race Theory or CRT?
You gotta explain that to me.
Oh, I must go verbatim. I don't have any other information than the critical race theory or CRT.
CRT, critical race.
Right, the critical race theory or CRT, that's what it says over here, ma'am.
Critical race theory. I'm going to say 80.
80, understood. Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you. And what about the gay rights movement? How would you rate it?
0.
0. Thank you. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0, understood, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
100.
100, thank you. Barack Obama?
100.
100, thank you. Kevin McCarthy?
50.
50, thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know.
How would you rate them, ma'am? From 0 to 100. It's your opinion, remember.
I don't know.
Okay. I understand. That's still a valid answer. Thank you so much. What about the feminist movement?
50.
50, thank you. Beyonce?
Beyonce?
Yes, it's part of this.
What does she have to do with politics?
No, sure, ma'am. I wish I have any other information to share with you,
but... I'm just going to say 50.
50, understood. Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
0.
0, understood. And the last one on the list is the NAACP.
100.
Thanks so much. All right, ma'am. We get 50% of the survey. We're almost done. And I know it is a way of, but thinking about the 2024 president election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote, ma'am?
Oh, my excellent thought. I would do, What's the last name?
The last name is Cornel West.
Oh,
this is the
West.
Third-party candidate from, yeah.
Right, Biden.
Biden, understood. Thank you. All right, switching teams up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means you don't think it will have an impact at all on your life. You can use a number between 0 and 10. It's 4 questions, that is a question over here. The affirmative action ending, well, that it has an impact on you personally from 0 to 10?
7.
7, thank you. What about crime and violence in this country from 0 to 10?
10.
10, thank you. And the country's economy going into a recession soon from 0 to 10?
I'll say 6.
6, thank you. And what about the climate change?
That's a 10.
10, understood. Thank you. All right. That leads us to the 65%. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, you can tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. And we're almost done with this participation. I appreciate your time, man. What about ban the assault weapon? Will you say that you strongly or somewhat agree? Somewhat or strongly disagree? That is statement.
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. What about the children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone
strongly
doctors?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Understood. What about the government should pass a law to create a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health conditions? Would you say that you're strongly or somewhat
agree?
Strongly agree. Thank you. What about raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. What do you think about that? Strongly or somewhat agree? Somewhat or
strongly
agree. Strongly agree or?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. What do you think about that?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And the last one, the government should provide free child care to all families. What do you think about that?
Not strongly agree, but
somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. There you go.
Honestly, thank you, ma'am. All right, 70% of the survey. We almost done. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Death or family member, mothers giving birth to a child, father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, mothers adopting a child, a sickness or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, or fathers adopting a child, ma'am, on your perspective?
All of them. I have to pick one, but I say all of them.
You have a lot of choices. No worries. If you follow them, let me specify all of them. Your opinion is really important for us. So, all right, I mark all of them. So thank you for that. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say that very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often. I understand that. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months, like the car was stolen or broken into?
No.
No? Okay. I understand. What about a violent crime such as assault?
No.
Oh, okay. The home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay. And the last one, money or property was stolen?
No.
I understand. Thank you, ma'am. And the 85% of this. Now, switching gears a bit, the last quick question are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
The school that I completed?
That's right, from 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate?
I am a high school graduate. I did do some college.
I understand, high school graduate. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And as I mentioned, that's a statistical purposes question only, and we're done with this. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Widow.
Okay. I understand. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
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 Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is like urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you. Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week? More? Every week? Or once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Once or twice a month. Okay, I understand. Thank you. 95 of this survey. We're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. Rich, you can tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. And if it's that very or somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never. Your local TV news?
Very often.
Very often, thank you. What about MSNBC?
Not.
Not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Not that often. Thank you. Fox News?
Not that often.
Thank you. CNN?
Somewhat.
Somewhat often, okay. And network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
Very often. Thank you so much. All right. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
That will be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat? I just want to make sure.
Strong Democrat.
Thanks so much. And which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? That will be Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, other?
I paid for myself.
You paid for yourself. Thank you. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is that you, your spouse?
It's only me. My spouse is five.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate that answer. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you in any way, okay? Just part of the question I have to do. And I have two questions, and we finished. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 70, 30 to 50. Thanks so much. And as I mentioned, this is part of the survey. Democratic Justice dumbing too off on you in any way, okay? Do you identify as a member of the LGQ, TQ plus community?
No.
No, I understand. Thank you. All right. That was the last question, man. I appreciate so much your time and your participation. You have one lovely rest of your evening, okay? We're done with the survey. I appreciate your time. Mm-hmm.